Hello everyone, welcome to Beyond the Playbook. Today is another exciting day. I'm not going to go about boring you about everything. I'm just going to tell you the Super Eagles, we've moved from stage A to stage B. And I don't care what anybody says. The fact that we're making progress is what we'll talk about, including some other few good things. I've got two great guys today. One of them who claims to part own this podcast, even though I see my picture at the back.
Like part own the podcast?
I don't know. You know, there's this thing in law that if somebody keeps staying on a land for a long time, the person has the right to claim.
Is that in the US?
Why in Nigeria? Yeah,
Nigeria.
Why in Nigeria? It's in Nigeria. It works in Nigeria.
That time in the US where people can stay in a place, then after a while, then they own it.
Yeah.
And the owner is trying to come and get them out.
Same thing happens in Nigeria. So because you've done two episodes with me like this, next thing you know now, you'll be claiming 50%.
I don't know where that law is.
Hell no.
Probably goes to Banana Island.
Hell no.
Somewhere.
I'll personally throw you out of that place. All right.
So,
oh my goodness, that's one of my fine pictures.
Well,
there was a period when I used to be handsome, but well, that ship has sailed. But that was the time. It was the time, brother. Israel Ayo is in the building, guys. Israel Ayo.
Let's keep him there.
Israel Ayo, previously a known, but now legitimately a travel agent.
That's a very, very interesting story, and that's why he's here.
The interesting story is it that he stopped doing all the bad things he was doing before, started
doing the bad thing. That's what you're going to ask him that.
Where is this bad thing you're talking about? What bad thing? Like,
is it?
You tell us.
You have a date in mind.
You tell us. What do you do? Outside of travel agenting. What did you used to do?
What do I used to do? I used to preach.
Kevin, let's do this podcast, please. Let's do the podcast. All right, so the big story everyone has been talking about, right, and it's everywhere, is that Nigeria would be in the playoffs of the FIFA World Cup 2026. And I've heard quite a lot of stories. People say, oh, we shouldn't be there. Why did we come out in a group of South Africa, Benin Republic, Lesotho, Zimbabwe, and we're second? Look, we can go on from today to the end of tomorrow and complain about all, which we did last time. But now we're going forward, Kelvin. What do we have to say about this?
Okay. I think the only thing I have to say about this is let's just try and keep Osimhen fit. Anytime he's playing for Galatasaray in the Champions League, any of the league, anywhere he's playing, even when he's traveling, playing or swimming, let's just keep him.
Isn't that the problem, Israel? Don't you think that's
it? I think if you have a star striker or you have a star player, just keep that player fit.
But the reason why we are here, in quotes, it's not Osimhen's fault.
It's not Osimhen's fault.
No.
Osimhen is the reason why we're even where we are.
No, but the reason why we are here, that we did not qualify as automatic win, because Osimhen wasn't there.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to say it's Osimhen's fault, but it's Osimhen's fault.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We should start praying.
So, Israel, Osimhen did not play the first four games. We did not win it. But now people say Osimhen rescued us. I was still saying that Osimhen is a problem, because when we don't have him, it becomes a problem. Does that make sense?
You cannot, Osimhen cannot keep himself fit, you understand? You cannot predict that this will be a day I'll not have injury.
Yeah.
A day I'll have injury.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, you saw him, he was overworked yesterday and he had to sit down.
He'll not be overworked. He did his job, which was score goals.
He likes overworking himself.
Are you guys not ashamed of yourself? You've finally beat Benin, where you're supposed to have done before. That is a shame.
So,
on
social media, I saw people talking about the fact that, some people started blaming Finidi. I'm blaming everybody.
The only person I'm not blaming is Eric Shell.
I can't blame him.
And the reason why I say I cannot blame Eric Shell is his second match was against Benin Republic. His second match for Nigeria. Second. Not his first. Not his third. His first game was Rwanda. And he won Rwanda in Kigali. We've never won in Kigali.
Oh, okay.
His second game was Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So when people were busy complaining, I'm like, with all due respect, he had the hardest job of everybody in this qualifying phase.
And that was the first time I was seeing the players. He saw the players in Kigali.
Yeah.
First time he saw them. And after the game in Kigali, they came down to Nigeria to play Zimbabwe. So he didn't really have that much time. He's not been able to like impress on the players, some of his tactics or anything like that. So...
You know what?
In the past.
So what do we do?
Tried.
So what do we do? Because what it is now is we've got a qualifier against Gabon in November, mm-hmm. right? It's a mini tournament in Morocco. So the winner of that game between Nigeria and Gabon, aka Nigeria, mm-hmm. will go on to face the winner of the game between DR Congo and Cameroon. Yeah. Whoever progresses from the African scene, just one ticket, goes to the Inter-Confederation playoff, where there are a couple of teams mentioned. Currently, New Caledonia has qualified AIR. Then... Bolivia, yeah. We'll beat them, those two people.
No,
we'll beat them. So, but what do you think? What should we do like this? Don't laugh, oh. Don't laugh, oh. Now, why on this podcast is serious matter. Don't laugh.
Honestly speaking, I'm disappointed that we are at this point.
Here we will be this guy now.
Honestly.
Here we will be this guy.
You don't even like the fact that we are at this point.
That you are even talking about Nigeria. How will I tell my baby that we were...
Same way the Italians. Same way the Italians didn't go for the last World Cup.
They didn't go for the last World Cup.
Do you know what somebody told me?
But somebody told me. But who were they paired with?
Doesn't matter. No.
Doesn't matter. That
now they're even second in their group behind Norway.
They're going to the playoffs.
Haaland, they chance them.
Norway, those ones don't qualify now.
How many people did Norway apart from Haaland and all the guys? Mention another name. Israel. You see.
But Haaland too. Another was a madman.
No. Aside from that, right? Looking at the country like Italy, they've been to the World Cup. They've hosted the World Cup.
They missed two of the last three World Cups.
And so I don't know how they feel as a country that the Italia won't go to the World Cup.
We go no.
My robust person head.
No. You know what I like this in that continental thing. Europe is not part of it.
Yes, they have their own.
So we know say we carry our cross ourselves.
Like, just go facing ourselves.
Don't give us the faff.
But I think we're in a good place. The fact that we at least got this, because assuming we didn't get it, Nigerians are going to go. You now see some of those ex-internationals that they started talking about the fact that Rafib is not serious. These guys, like those guys, make it feel as if they were angels during their time. They didn't go for the World Cup in 2006.
People will not go World Cup 1990. People will not go 1990.
They didn't go.
We not remember them.
Now
they don't go 2006.
Social media. You guys didn't have social media during your time. Now.
Yeah, calm down.
And we heard that. So at least one thing that is common amongst the players is that, you know. Software, and we know they used to.
What in my software? Kevin speak English now.
So this we hear. I'm not saying it's confirmed.
Cause now hardware me, I know.
So some of them used to have like chicks in their hotel room.
So women is the software.
That's what they call them. That's what I think they call them. So I think
they
didn't have social media then.
Kevin, you are sour.
So you can't really start talking about the fact that these people are always on their phone or Snapchat or something. Because if you had it then, you will most likely use it.
Kevin, you know rotten.
Yeah. I'm not saying, but those guys keep...
The fact that you know the word on the street is called software. That already tells me all about you.
Word. I don't know what they call it now.
I didn't even know that, and I've covered the Eagles a few times.
Oh, well. You don't cover them every
time. That I said a few times. Israel, I'm going to ask you this question. It's something everyone has just thrown around recently. If Osimhen should equal Rashidi Yekini's record, does he become the greatest Nigerian striker?
Eclipse.
He will probably his 8 goals behind him. Probably, of course.
If he equals it now, he's going to be the best.
On what metric?
Why? Because I think, it's more difficult now than before.
Is it?
So let me ask a question.
And sorry. What I'm saying that is, Nigeria of those days, we had a great team. We don't have anybody apart from Osimhen.
Who be African Football of the Year now?
Ademola.
I want to make you finish now. Make you talk. Bros on his stamina.
No. African Football of the Year. What has he produced in this tournament?
Which tournament?
This qualifier.
Yes, this qualifier. What has he produced?
I mean, this guy don't know saying that. Now look, man, help us even go AFCON. This AFCON, where would they go? Now help us qualify us go AFCON. Where will they go? Let me ask a question. If you say Osimhen deserves to be the greatest striker Nigeria has ever produced, and I understand you, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is not a counter, but just to get perspective. With the exception of Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi, if I ask you to mention the greatest footballers in the world, say three, could you call three at the top of your head?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Aside
Cristiano and Messi, call any other three.
Presently, right?
No, overall.
All time. Okay. Same Ronaldo.
Yes.
R9, then
Maradona's, for example. Pele, for example. Pele, good. Let's start there. Let's stay with Pele. Pele is the greatest player, one of the greatest players, right?
Yes.
So if you tell me that Osimhen eclipsing the record makes him the greatest because he scored goals, does that make Neymar the greatest Brazilian attacker? Because he's also breaking Pele's record.
I think everything is subjective, right?
It's not subjective, no. So what Israel is doing is, Israel is bringing it down to numbers. That, okay, Osimhen don't score.
Well, you pushed him there now.
No, because I wanted him to lead himself to that point. He just led himself there.
And you never
see, Neymar is Brazil's record goal scorer. But is Neymar the greatest Brazilian player? No.
A serious player.
No, but, apart from that, if you take it to France, Giroud has more goals than Thierry Henry for France. Does that make him greater than Thierry Henry?
Well, no. So in that one, it's very debatable. The reason I say it's debatable, what does Henry have? What does Giroud have? National team wise.
We have to start.
Yes. National team, no mention club football.
So Henry won the World Cup in 98.
Giroud won the World Cup in 2018.
Henry won the Euros in 2000.
Giroud hasn't won. How many finals did Henry play? Henry played two finals.
Yeah, he was in the 2006 final as well.
Yeah, he was.
So yeah, and he used to be a starter.
Well,
a lot of top strikers.
Well, the debate is again, the debate is very close, mm-hmm. But you can see. But I'm saying that if you say Osimhen is good, and I'm not, look, for whoever is watching this, Osimhen is Nigeria's currently is the best striker we've got.
Yeah.
Right? He's been the best striker in a while. But I'm saying you cannot equate what he's achieved until he wins an AFCON, top scores at an AFCON, goes to the World Cup. These are things that Yekini just drops on the table, bruh.
Of course.
Until you can have something to counter those things. And people cannot quickly say, he won this Scudetto. We were talking about the national team. National team football has nothing to do with what you do in clubs.
Football, yeah.
Honestly speaking, we don't have a team yet.
We do have a team.
We don't really have a
team. With what Shell has achieved, I think we've got a team.
Sincerely speaking,
bro, this team play AFCON final.
I think we can grow into having a team.
We can only grow into, but right now, what you saw there is fluke. See,
fluke.
I'm coming.
I would say it's fluke. Your old they played well. Do you understand? No. They played well. But you know, football changes with a goal. That early goal changed everything.
No, it's Benin. We'll always be Benin. In the six meetings against Benin. Israel.
It's the same thing.
Like, Israel. It's not the same thing. In six meetings with Benin, Benin has only one win. One win and one draw. Because that's drawn. That's for them, draw was a win until we lost.
Yeah.
That was their win. Six games. We have five wins now.
It looks like South Africa.
Nigeria is just like Man United.
Oh, wow, see insult. I mean, only this. Only Super Eagles match. Let's just do.
I know what they do this to.
Still on Man United.
You can never say this is what you are going to expect. You understand? Liverpool, you can say they are going to win.
So let me.
Man, you cannot say.
So let me answer.
On match day, I am going to see what.
Israel, so let me also ask you another question. Since I'm going to be questions today. In Man United and Arsenal over the last 3 years, which has been more successful?
I would say Man U.
Because of trophies, right?
Because of trophies.
That ends it. So you don't bring up trophies again. Arsenal, in terms of structure and achievement, because people are watching structure. This, yes.
So,
but in terms of, because in the next 10 years, 15 years, we start saying, what did you win this year?
Win?
Nobody's remembering how well you played.
Yeah, that's
what's
true.
Trophies?
Because if you remember, the year that Arsenal did Invincible, nobody has mentioned who came second. Now Chelsea come second that year.
Nobody remember.
Ranieri, they sacked Ranieri because of that second rate.
There's no comfort.
Nobody remembers who came second. We all say, oh, it's this guy who won. The only time you remember second is maybe World Cup final. Who play final with him? Argentina no play final alone.
But for trolling's sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who remember Arsenal came second 3 times?
Do you know do you know that last year, United still came second in the tournament? They finished 15th. They finished 15th. Yes, they finished 15th.
Second.
But they came second.
And they were successful.
And that was a league. Because it was a league format. They were long games.
Yeah.
United came second. But the point is, nobody remembers who came second. Now, who win now?
True.
But hey, we can go on and on about this. Let's go into something very, very serious. And I say serious because, well, it depends on which side of the divide you're on. From an economic point, it seems to bring a lot of money into the government coffers. To individual coffers, right? And it also puts a lot of money and creates businesses for a few people. Kelvin, you will know a thing or two about this. And I say this because you'll be better. I don't even say you didn't play best.
I actually don't best because one, the reason why I do this because I don't like losing money. Money is very difficult to come by. And the small money I have, I already have plans for them. It's not like I didn't though, because there was one time I thought I was going to get rich. Then I played and I lost. And I knew I wasn't going to get rich from betting.
Israel.
But I just looked.
Has betting affected the quality of football followership? Because now, with what happened in the NPFL the last time when Kano Pelé's fans went irate, you can tell that a lot of people obviously have stake. We've seen games. I can imagine how people felt Nigeria Benin. What do you think?
Actually, betting has made fandoms become will I use the, I wanted to use the word, okay, let me use the, a better word, unfaithful. You understand? You can't support, like I'm a Man U fan, I cannot be staking on Man U to win. I would prefer to stake on the opposite team. So if Man U should win, I'll still be happy. But if I if they should lose, I'll still be happy.
That's reverse psychology, right?
I don't know.
Like it's a small amount of money. There's a time we played the Chelsea, so I staked on Man U to 50,000. So now, that 50K was okay.
50K to win how much?
50K was just to give me about 200 and something. Or 200.
That's like
something.
Four odds.
Yes, four odds. So now, the thing is, if I prefer to lose that 50K and be happy because I so love Man U. So I kept, Man U kept making me lose. So I now decided to find a way to make myself happy. You understand?
Self-gratification.
Yes, I'll pay money. So if they lose, I'm getting money, getting paid for them losing. Do you understand?
Okay, so now you bet on Man United to lose.
To lose.
So when they lose,
and I still pray for them to win, so that.
So this is it. After, so you bet on Man United to lose, right? Knowing that they will likely lose, but Man United losing will make you unhappy. But winning money from
them losing
will also make you happy. Okay, so we get to the point now. Arsenal, did you? Do you understand that? I'm trying to get it. So
I get it, but I'm like, why? I used to think that FPL fans were the mad as in maddest.
Let's not talk about those.
Because yep. FPL is the only one that you now supporting Manchester United. You have a player in say Arsenal, say Liverpool, right? Man is playing Liverpool. And you're praying that Salah should score because of your FPL. But
he's your captain.
I say, but if Salah doesn't score, then my team will score like this.
Sometimes for FPL, I just want Pama to score 2 goals. Not Chelsea ends up drawing. Mm-hmm. Not like, just give me those 2 goals so that you guys will just draw. But let Pama be the one to score.
Even if it's against your favorite team, you'll still be wishing them like bad. That's the only people. So when you say this thing, it just puts a big question that you are not normal. You are weird. It's not abuse,
though. No, FPL FPL fans are not normal. Are you paid for FPL?
No, Kevin. Kevin, we need to come and that day and talk FPL. No, Israel, no. Israel, no. Israel, no.
Are you paid for it?
Yes.
So
bragging rights. Yes.
So there's right.
Yes.
That's terrible.
No. So if you win the FPL, according to the official site. There's a trip to the UK, I think, to watch a Premier League game, merchandise, all the whatnot. Yes. They are not mini leagues. In your mini league, if you win your mini league, now based on what you guys stake, there are mini leagues, based on what you people stake. What I mean stake, like, if you say, okay, you know what, we're all going to put money in a pot. And then at the end of the day, winner takes this prize, second person takes this prize, third person. So it's based on what you do.
Sort of gambling, too.
If you're looking from a religious point of view, yes. From a religious point of view, yes. But from a normal point, it just means that we want everybody to be serious for 38 weeks. Yes, we want everybody to be serious for 38 weeks. Because I've been in a few leagues where after week 3, some people are not bothered anymore. They're like, I can't be bothered. They don't stress me. But when you know that, I don't put 50K. And I know that the pot is 500,000 naira for the winner. Maybe 400,000 for the second, 300,000 for the third. You're like, you know what? Let me even try. You put that effort. You may end up falling off. And it would be maybe mini prizes that, monthly prize, this one. But I think that betting, and this is my opinion about betting, I think that betting is a get-rich scheme that a lot of people think, and it doesn't always work. So I'm against it in the sense that I would advise you that if you don't have to bet, do not bet. Because no matter the amount of money you make today, you will lose it tomorrow. Kelvin doesn't be using one side eyes to look at me. You want to say what you want to say. I work I work for.
No, it's two sided.
Kelvin wants to say this because he has seen my face in quite a number of ads, Betty ads. Yes, I have been in a number of Betty ads. But I went there to do a job. They said I should go and do commentator in a Betty ad. And I sat down. We bring you Betty ad.
No, the question
I know on ADTV. I know Google talk for that one.
You know if you talk down, okay. So
ADTV. TV, they show me. I've been seeing a bet at DTV.
Yes. That one day. So I think the question is for Israel, right? Like, what's the highest amount you've used in betting?
Baba, they shame to talk out. Baba, they shame to talk out.
Go there.
No, I want to. Let's go there.
Let's not go there. It's actually small, but I think 1.4 million. I know I took betting as a business at the time. I think I told you nobody employed me. Now, after my school, BSc, university, nobody employed me. I had to employ
money if I don't use do masters.
You understand?
Money if I don't use do masters.
No, let's continue.
Now, you know, I got...
You paid the money at once?
At once, yes.
Did you? What year was it?
I lost.
Well,
2022.
So it's what you make are they doing mathematics, no verse.
Let's
you buy camera.
It didn't just start.
We will buy now.
Do you get it? It didn't just start like
we'll buy pencil lighter.
I had a crazy idea that I can sit at home and make like 600,000 without even doing anything. Do you understand? So all I need is the capital. If I can be playing two odds every day, I'll stick two odds. So I'll start with 20,000. If I lose, I'll put 40,000. If I lose, I'll play 80. If I lose, I'll play 160. Do you understand?
Wait. You're losing and playing again.
Yes.
Now, why not? It is when I win, I play more.
No. No. That's what I said. I got an idea. Now, when you play higher, when you win, I'm coming.
Passe, was this what idea given to you by a madman?
I think it was given to me by a madman. Now, when I when you win, you recover everything you've lost with this. Do you understand?
Okay.
Now, with this formula, after winning, you understand, you have to go back to the scratch and start with the 20,000 again. And at the end of the month, at least you should have 600, 700,000 as profit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
Now, it worked, but it was working. In fact, I said my capital grew by about 600, 700,000. Now, I got greedy and I started to start with 150K.
Instead of 30?
Instead of the 20K. And then, so I put 150, I lost. And part of my rule, if when you lose today, don't play that day again. It's a bad day. Play the next day. So do you understand? I wanted to recover. I saw another game. I played 300, lost. Put 600,000, lost. Then I said, okay, no too odd. PSG was to play a particular, I think I can't, a team, and they gave PSG 1.4 odd. And I said, okay, I'll pick only PSG to win. I put 1.2 million. And PSG drew.
That means in that day, you already have...
That day, I lost over almost 3 million that day alone. So the whole world was just spinning.
You know, some people have never had 3 million in their account. At one point.
No. That's when I knew that betting is not my life.
So you talked about having to sell a car at a point.
I sold my car, put into bet again, I lost it. Then, okay, I needed to raise another capital. So I sold my car, sold my ACs, sold my TV, sold everything. I just wanted to focus on betting. I lost everything. See, I started life all from scratch again, 2022. I lost everything to betting. 2022. And I said that, no, this cannot continue. So when God decided to help me and come back up again, I said, no more betting. So of recent, I started betting again. Some people said, you don't have to stake high. Do you understand? Stake low to gain high. Do you understand? So I joined some groups. So we stake low, like we'll put 5K. They will give us like 50 odds, 1,000 odds. We'll put 25K, 10K, 20. So the highest I've been playing for the last... few months is 20K, 30K, 20K, and I've been losing still. And I said, this method no still works. And
but is it possible to stop?
It's addictive. Do you understand? It got to a point that they are preaching in terms of I'm checking my life score. Do you understand? It's addictive. The another side, another bad part of bet is it can give you high blood pressure. Because you're constantly letting score. Have you watched the game that you bet on before? And they'll be kicking the ball, and the keeper will say today.
Epic. I know how that will feel.
High blood pressure.
I was watching the Super Eagles game and still checking live score for South Africa.
Imagine you pick Gogo in that game. You'll be playing against Nigeria now, right?
So that's where I think it affects fandom, because I think back then we used to be able to watch football when betting was not really a big thing. We can go to the viewing center, watch football, enjoy the game, enjoy El Clasico, not really feel that, okay, I want this person to win because I want to make money. We just watch for the fun. But I think the moment betting came in, then you start, you know, putting money into, you just want to see. Sometimes you don't even watch. You just put money and you're just watching on Live Score, Flash Score, or any of those score apps, just to know who is winning. That's and who is not winning.
Because you keep watching, refreshing.
And I hear one time somebody was saying one time that if you still bet on the Premier League or La Liga, then you are not into betting.
Why? What thing they do?
Because they feel that you will probably go to all those
obscure leagues, yeah. All those Latvia,
yeah. Some name by
Belarus.
That's what I said. I met a group that says sending me games, and I realized that they are countries I don't know.
But let me ask you this:
Bolivia.
When you speak about betting. The government of Nigeria agrees that betting is legitimate, right? They say for people 18 and above. And if you're mentioning all these things, because you've gone through your sad stories, and there were stories when you were also pumping, guy, bar they enter, yes. They push more money, they make double, get rich.
I actually grew 100,000 to about 3.8 million in betting.
So you don't even lose money now. What is on the corner?
No, the good side, the bad.
That's the good side. So
yeah, why you not start with the good side first?
I can't still tell you how much I've lost. I've lost way more than I've made it. Honestly, way more, like times.
Bro, you're crazy, man.
But that time that you got up to 3.7, you were just balling anyhow.
You go club afterwards.
Yes.
You go club
everywhere.
You go club afterwards. You go club.
Of course.
Use the money of drink. Which kind of drink you drink?
I don't do that. I'm not that foolish.
You don't drink.
I drink.
So what you drink when you collect the money? What you drink?
But I'm not that kind of person that.
So when you make the money, which kind of drink you drink?
My brother, some small local spirits.
Now local spirits, are you the thing? This brother is a stingy brother. That kind of bar, what's it? We just enter. Just me on.
But actually, I give a lot.
Yeah. So let's say this: betting has come to stay, right? It's like saying AI. AI is here. AI has its good and the bad side. For example, I know that Kelvin at some point, whenever I ask him, say, Kelvin, write something for me, now AI garage give the work. This one, we want to use the head, write anything.
I think they use my head.
Kelvin is the head, write anything. So,
where is my guy?
So what do we do? How do we balance it? What would you advise people who are trying to get into betting or who are already in betting on how to create a balance? That look, you need to understand that, like AI, you get a good side, it's bad side. Like social media, there's the good side, there's the bad side.
Definitely.
What do you do to draw that balance? Because as an experienced better, since that's the word where you're going now, better.
Okay. Now,
you really teach Kelvin, because Kelvin is less.
Honestly speaking, don't put your mind that this betting I want to do is what I want to use to build a house.
So all those people where they make 49 million,
but there are people on social media
where they make 140 million, yes, 200 million.
Oh, their bank accounts.
No, but I'm saying that if people, they make that kind of money, 200 million, 400 million.
You know how much they lost? They don't tell you what they lose now.
That's true, though. They don't tell you. They only show you.
I don't know. I'm not in this business. I'm not in this business. I'm not in the business.
You know, I had to dilute myself from all those groups. You know, it's only, see, they will tell you that I've made this. Subscribe to my channel. When you subscribe, you realize that you will lose like, You lose for a living.
You know, somebody told me that some of these betting companies employ these guys as influencers.
Of course.
Right? To just help promote. They tell you they made 100 million, they will create receipts for you.
But there's another one. Do they edit some of those boom pictures?
Yes, they do.
They do edit.
I know about that.
They do.
Honestly.
No, not boom.
I'm not saying I mean like
boom is a brand. Call boom. I don't want legal issues.
It's the way they use it, right?
Because I'm saying 50% is for you. Now doesn't mean that.
So let's use green. All those are green. This thing
shouldn't be green. Why they call this thing now? Why they call color now?
What I'm seeing.
They are paper. They are slip.
Those slip. I just want 200 and something million. Do they hype it sometimes?
I think it is. I hear that. Because they want to get a lot of people on board.
Yeah.
So the fact that Kelvin, right, aka Mr. Beto, puts out that he has won 100 million and he stakes 100,000, right? Kelvin automatically creates a window for people to follow him more, right? And directs traffic to XYZ betting company.
Okay.
Right? So everybody said, Kelvin won 100 million this week. Last week, Kelvin won 50 million. Let's say this Kelvin and the main guy. So people will rush naturally to Kelvin, which will now send traffic my way, the betting company's way. And then they'll get more people playing money. And remember all the 100 naira, the 200, the 500 naira. But then you pile up. It makes over a million.
I never beat the house, don't worry.
That's the word they say. when you go into this casino, you can't beat the house.
So is there
the house always went.
Can we have this? Is it possible to have this? Like, what, they have alcohol anonymous
thing,
in
the only thing, bro. You can balance it. Don't go into betting that you want to use it to build a house
or to make a livelihood out of it.
That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Don't go like you want to
hustle.
Just is when you lose, laugh over it. Wow, I just lost one small bet. What you can. If you are earning 200,000 or 100,000 or 300,000 a month, why would you go and be betting 5,000 every day? Of you, it's madness. Can be betting 5,000 now. If it is 5,000, do you understand?
Any 300,000, you're betting 5,000 every day.
If it is just Saturday and Sunday,
multiply.
Do you go work Saturday and Sunday?
Now multiply 5,000 by 20, 40,000. You're gone. Like 40,000.
The question is that you get to bet
30 days. You have to.
No. I said Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, if it's
Saturday, weekend.
So why we even bet 5,000? Go 50K.
Kevin, let's be living. Let's live.
It's just like cigarettes when they say, "Oh,
you only smoke
cigarettes. It's bad for you," and all of those.
You only smoke
all those. Bet responsibly. Do they see when they are doing that? Do you see it? Bet responsibly.
Yes. No. I think that everybody sees it, and I also think that we need to have healthcare centers, right? Because I know in the UK, if you're someone who has a problem with gambling, a gambling problem, because gambling should be for 18 and above. And lots of people in Nigeria, I remember going to see my nephew, right? He just started secondary school. So my sister goes, "Oh, he wants to see you for visiting day." So I said, "All right, I'll come over. And then we went over to the mosque, right? So while we're doing the ablution, I hear children talking about betting. And I look at the name of the school again. I'm not going to call the name of the school, but it's a Muslim school on the mainland. Right, and we're going to the mosque. Remember, we they go mosque.
Yeah.
And they're talking about betting. Say, Saturday abuse, and it's Chelsea that is abused. Saturday abuse. Oh, no, it's Buruku, Kwame, Kwame, all this. Oh, Chelsea must be over 2.5. And I'm like, we are going to pray. At least, even if you want to bet, wait until we finish praying. I'm not supporting you to bet, but I'm saying, even if you want to talk about it, wait until we finish praying. Then go, but we're doing ablution. We're practically doing the ablution to go and pray. And I'm saying, I want Lushi. I want Chelsea. I want Weary. Whatever. I'm like, you didn't go pray. I did abuse.
But honestly, I didn't see betting as gambling when I went back into it of recent. You understand?
See, like, one of his on the confess. Confession!
What did you see it as?
It's a lifestyle. But what's the investment?
I have a backing towards it. But I don't want to share.
Is it biblical?
In something like that. Yeah. But if I share it now, I might lead some people astray.
Versus,
do you understand? I can't see that Nigeria is going to play Lesotho or rather let's say Manu will play Lesotho, and I will see that Manu is having 1.2 odds. I will take high on Manu because the win rate is extremely high. That's a sure bet. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a sure bet. It's like you are predicting in that
you're predicting every
just like trade. Now this trade is going to go up, it's going to fall, it's going to... It's the same thing.
But there are upsets. Now upsets happen.
So upsets happen, and it happens once in a while. Yeah. Do you understand?
Like that Nigeria-Benin match, I told everybody that cared to listen, that see that match, Eagles straight win over 2.5. It's sure. I look at that, they say it's sure. If there's anything I was sure about, I was sure because that day...
I was sure about 2.5.
Can I be vulgar? Can I be vulgar? Am I permitted to be vulgar? Or not? That Osimhen prick that they do hard. I know, say, don't see. And they don't see who, say who, raw. We're going raw. I know. You don't see Osimhen eyes, that they don't shine like person with the shine. They shine. Say who? Say who? Bene. Other they don't abuse us. I'll catch them, so I'll talk them raw. So that kind of match, I'll tell you, stick. I won't say you should stick. I'll say, put, if you're going to say something like that, Nigeria will score over 2.5 goals.
So, another way to stay safe in betting, this is your income in a month. Do you understand? Calculate how much you can lose for betting.
What happened to?
I don't want to lose any.
No, but what happened to?
Do you understand?
No, what happened
there's
to?
Some cost.
No, what happened to? But what happened to eat and make merry? Tomorrow, take care of yourself. That's not a biblical law. Eat and make merry. Tomorrow, take care of yourself.
It's million.
What, bros? You try. But you know, we can go on and on and talk about our stories and betting.
Betting was not even worse. Bitcoin was worse.
Oh, you said you suffered.
I suffered extremely. So it's part.
No, but I don't think but I don't think Bitcoin is gambling. It's
Everything is gambling. I'm coming.
Trading.
Now
Bitcoin
now,
is trading.
I'm coming. Now, okay, let me give you.
Is it like this? Is it just me? Or does he like using the word I'm coming?
Continue.
Okay, comrade, listen.
I'm coming.
Listen.
Do what you want to do. Don't be calling anything else.
See, imagine that you are let's practical example. He's a trader.
He's a trader.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a trader.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And you buy things, you make money in buying and selling and other stuff. So, okay, because you are making money selling cars, buying cars, you understand? I decide, wow, this guy's making money selling cars. I jump into it. I say, okay, let me to be buying cars and selling cars. I don't even know how to look at a good car to buy. Is that not gambling?
No.
That's
so
gambling.
It's investment and forecasting. It's the same thing like saying, Israel. Israel. It's like saying, let me now explain to you. It's like I buy a land in Banana Island, right? And I know that I bought that land, say, for 1 billion naira. And I've projected that in the next 5 years, that land will be worth, say, 7 billion naira. Even if it doesn't get to the 7 billion naira, it will appreciate, right? And that's the whole idea. Because I'm saying this because I did buy a little crypto. I did Ethereum. I did Bitcoin. I think I did XRP. I can't remember. And this was during the COVID period. I was like, let me diversify my funds. And to be fair to you, when I did take out my phone, because after a while I got bored, I said, you know what, can't calculate how this thing moves. So I said, I'm going to sell, and I made profit. It was a small amount of money I bought.
Investment. Do you understand? I'm trying to
say. And I made times three of it.
You don't allow me to land now. Let me.
You want them to say the money, the market crash. Even shares, they crash now.
I'm coming. Now, imagine that to become a car trader, you need to know how to look at a car with just a picture and bid for the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I just know that you make money from it. I want to make money. I have money. And I start buying cars. And you come over here, you cannot make any profit.
No, but that's
you
not gambling. No, that's not gambling. That's walking into a room without permission.
Wait now. Just wait. It's still the same thing. Now, if you
it's called risk.
That is the same thing.
It's a risk.
Wait. You just wait. Now, you enter into sporty. You understand? You just begin to
make another example.
Make another example.
Okay, sorry. Another example. You enter into a betting platform.
And start picking the cars.
And you start picking.
My new cars.
This one win. Without studying. You did not study.
You need
to study.
That's the good part of betting we didn't talk about because you learn how to watch.
You need to make analysis.
You know what? Like,
you need to watch. You need to know your trade. That has become a trade.
Israel, you're speaking. Understand? Israel, you're speaking from a place of pain. We need to go now.
We need to go.
It's in pain you go. In pain you. And I will not take any sporty bets land. It will not be accepted. I hope the necessary authorities can see what I've just done there.
What are they hosting?
That will not be accepted. That will not be accepted though. We've got to go, man. Look, it was great having this conversation. I hope we have another opportunity to talk about it. Hopefully we'll make Israel come. This time, talk about it. No. Physical calm. All right, guys. So that's the Beyond the Playbook done, dusted. Big thanks to Kelvin and Israel. We'll be here next time for another edition of the show. Bye-bye.